You're listening to Asheville FM at WSFM LP 103.3 Asheville. You've probably seen the meme, cancer is a word, not a sentence. Today, there are more than 15.5 million Americans alive with a history of cancer. The American Cancer Society's Relay for Life celebrates the survivors, remembers those who have passed away, and reminds us all to remember how far we've come and not to be discouraged by how far we have to go. Caroline Wheelis is the community manager for this year's Relay for Life in Buncombe County. Welcome to Asheville FM, Caroline.
Thank you so much, Peter. It's a joy to be here.
Tell us a bit about this year's Relay for Life.
The Relay for Life of Buncombe County will be held this year on April 29th from 3 p.m. to 9 p.m. at the Carolina Day School Athletic Complex at 2351 Sweeten Creek Road. We'll start with a survivor walk, which begins at 3:15. We'll have food and fundraising, all sorts of activities for the young, the old. We'll have a kid zone, and it's free and open to the public. We will then have a luminaria ceremony at dusk. Our presenting sponsor is Mission Hospital, which we're very proud to have them involved. And additional sponsors are Eaton Corporation, Pardee Hospital, Carolina Day School, and Pizza Hut, to just name a few. If anyone has additional information or they want to be a part of Relay for Life, they can certainly reach out to me at caroline.wheelis@cancer.org.
It sounds like this isn't the first time you've done this.
No, not the first, that's for sure.
Tell me, as the community manager, this must take a lot of work to put on.
It does, Peter. It is a lot of work, and volunteers help me throughout the year put on this event. So the American Cancer Society is volunteer-led and driven, and this is our signature fundraising event. We're very proud of this. Every community in the nation is touched by cancer, and Relay is a way for people who are cancer survivors or have loved ones who are cancer survivors can come out and really make a difference in their community to fight cancer.
Does it work out that most of the volunteers come from the community where families have been affected by cancer?
Absolutely. Everyone has their reason to relay, and we talk about that when we meet. What is your reason to relay? Everyone has one. It might be a child that they know, a grandparent they lost, but someone in their community has been touched. And so we have schools and healthcare providers, banks, corporations that all come out wanting to help us with this great cause.
Let me ask you, what's your reason to Relay for Life?
Oh, I love to answer this one because this is one of the most special people in my world. My mother is a four-time cancer survivor. So when I started with the American Cancer Society over 20 years ago, my mom was battling cancer then. She had lost an eye to melanoma, a very rare type. And since then, I've stood by her with three other incidences of cancer, and she's still alive today. And she looks back and says, I'm here because of the work that the American Cancer Society has done. And I also have 16-year-old twins, so I'm hoping to one day not have a job because cancer is not a word we hear.
Yes, it seems that we seem to be making some progress on this, but it is going to be around for a while. And programs like Relay for Life do a number of good things. What is the money used for?
That's a great question. We want people to know where the money goes. A lot of times people associate the American Cancer Society with just research, and that's not entirely incorrect. A lot of our money does go to national research. We have funded 47 Nobel Prize winners, and if there has been a big breakthrough in cancer prevention or treatment, it has been through the American Cancer Society. However, a lot of the money does come back to each and every community that has a Relay for Life event or is surrounded by a Relay for Life event. For example, Mission Hospital has a wonderful program that provides rides to cancer patients. Another one called Look Good, Feel Better that takes mainly women who are undergoing cancer treatment and helps them to learn how to manage their wigs or head wraps or cosmetics because now their skin and hair have changed. And that's a wonderful way that we give back because often as everyday lay people, we're not oncologists. We can't cure the cancer then and there, but we can make people feel better. We can support them and love them. And so Look Good, Feel Better and Road to Recovery, which is our transportation program, are very valuable services that are right here in Buncombe County.
Relay, do you know how many years we've been doing it here in Asheville?
Well, Relay itself is 32 years old. So I would guess that we have had one here for 32 years. We have had one in Henderson County, which I also work in, for that long. Most metropolitan areas, bigger cities, have been relaying for about 32 years.
And over those 32 years, how many of them have you worked on in particular?
Well, when I started with the American Cancer Society, I did patient programming. I did something called mission delivery, which was near and dear to my heart as a former social worker. This is my third season with Relay for Life. So this is probably going on maybe my 10th or 15th relay that I've helped manage. But it all goes back to the volunteers, and I can't do it without them. They can probably do it without me, but they might not want to do it without me. But I love our volunteers, and we have many, and they're just super people who really want to give back.
You know, doing them for so many years, there must be some memorable stories, some standouts that just come to mind.
One actually was last week, and it really hit home to me and made me proud to work for the American Cancer Society. We had the Buncombe County Survivors Dinner, which was at Carolina Day School, who has just been terrific to be one of our sponsors this year. And we had a nice turnout, wonderful survivor speaker. And at the end of the evening, I was introduced to three children that are cancer survivors. And one of those children is a two-time survivor. I got goosebumps and actually shed some tears to think that's the difference that we're making, that we had those little people in the room. The youngest was 18 months old. That just touched me to the core. That's really what it's about. We do expect to see cancer in older people. That's a lot more common. But to have three little people that were still there and they're fighting and they're smiling, that just gave me such energy to keep going with this.
The relay itself is a memorable event. People talk about their years of going around because it runs, what, 24 hours? Or how long is the actual relay?
Well, it used to be 24 hours. That's how relay started. The idea was that people that have cancer have it for 24 hours a day, not 2 hours and not 6 hours. But over the years, Relay has changed a little bit, and we've had to adapt to the needs of the community and the volunteers. So you will see some communities that go 24 hours. Most of them now are 12 hours. McDowell County does a great 12-hour event. Buncombe County's will be 6. Most of them are now 6. Just because that, you know, is a nice span of time. We can accomplish a lot. We can have that survivor walk and that luminaria ceremony, but people walk away and they're not exhausted. And they want to come back next year.
And that's important. Now, the way it works, people who walk can get sponsors. Talk a little bit about the process.
Yes, we have teams. Teams can be in any shape or form. They can come from a business, a corporation, they can come from a church, or they can be family and friends that just want to come out and make a difference. So we have teams that raise money, and they should be raising money, and most of them do all year long. And that might be in the form of a percent night at a business. They might sell luminaria for the luminaria ceremony, or they might have a can in their business where people put spare change. So our fundraising comes in all shapes and sizes, and if it's not illegal or immoral, we're pretty much a thumbs up with how people fundraise. We give them a lot of autonomy. So teams come out and they might at the event then sell food or crafts, face painting, dunking booth. As I said, we have a kids zone. So all sorts of things you'll see that day of the event that people are selling. Then we have corporate sponsors who do give us money to be on the back of our event shirts and to support us. As I said, Mission Hospital is our big presenting sponsor. They've always been wonderful to support us. Of course, they have their cancer center where they do great work. So yes, we have a combination of teams and sponsors. And then we'll have people that want to come out and make a difference, and they'll come out and they'll buy luminaria and they'll spend money at the event. So there are all sorts of ways to participate.
You've mentioned the luminaria a couple of times. Talk a little bit about that.
Sure. Our luminaria ceremony is to remember those who have lost the battle and to honor those who are still fighting. So we have two types of luminaria, ones that people can buy in honor and the others in memory. So obviously those who have passed away are in memory. We wait until it's dusk and the light is dying and dimming, and we then light the luminaria and have a silent walk around the track. We ask people to reflect on those people who are no longer with us because they have lost the battle, but also to celebrate those who are with us. And Relay for Life is very much a celebration. When I talk to people about Relay, I hope to energize them, because yes, cancer is scary. It's a sad thing. But so many of the people that I've met have had these wonderful silver linings of meaning in their cancer. And we find that in the Luminaria ceremony. We find that at the Survivor Walk, that this is a celebration of life. This is joyous. So we like to end with the Luminaria ceremony because it is reflective. It makes us say thank you for the people who are still here with us, and that we still have a ways to go, obviously, with fighting the fight against cancer.
Caroline Wheelis, community manager for this year's Relay for Life in Buncombe County, thank you for coming in.
Oh, thank you so much. It was my honor to be here, and I really appreciate you letting me come in and speak about Relay.